We just have to stop the camera every like 30 minutes. Yeah, so sure. The 25 is like a marker. It's like we don't need to exactly stop at that time, but just try to whatever we're talking about, like wrap it up then. You know what I mean? We'll wrap it up then. Yeah, roll it.
So pretty, got a man, girl, just like Lindsay. Says she fucking with me, making drives across the city. Swear this shit can't get too litty. Yeah. Push it be like Diddy, you ain't B-boy, who you kidding? Yeah. At the top, I see you there. In LA, I see you there. At the space, I see you there. Texas State, I see you there. I know y'all go crazy, y'all be turning up in the square. Take another pill, and we can turn up just by anywhere. Hit you in the say, yeah, just.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here with another episode of PCT with a very special guest, the one and only Stacks Go! What's going on, boy? How you doing?
Thank you guys for having me. I'm good. How are you, man?
Of course. Great. Let's get right into the intros and shit. Sorry, I kind of skipped over that. Thank you for, you know, I got a little excited. You know, we have a very special guest. So, but yeah, no, thanks for listening and watching to the podcast. Really do appreciate it. We actually just hit like 200 subs on YouTube. Yeah. So shout out to every single one of y'all. We're gonna be posting clips more consistently and being more active on IG, and you know, just trying to get more exposure, brand exposure and shit like that. So but yeah, thank you all so much for listening and watching the pods. You know, stay on the lookout for the Fast Lane. Shout out to Alex and the Let's Plays for The Last of Us. Shout out to Zay. And yeah, I mean, I guess we could just get right into it. Here with my beautiful co-host, Zachary, and the one and only Alex. You know, he decided to just hop in front of the camera today. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I had to seize the opportunity, right? Absolutely. Welcome. And then, like we went over earlier, the one and only Stacks Go. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great.
Doing great?
Doing good.
Hell yeah. Thanks for hopping on. I guess we could, you know, jump right into it. So you were saying, shout out to Sai. That was how you actually found out about us.
But shout out to ZD.
Yeah, ZD.
Besides the main reason, I was like asking around for podcasts, and he hit me up, and he was like, "Yo, go on Park Car Talks." And I'm like, "All right, bet."
Shout out to Sai. You know, we're definitely gonna get you on soon. Shout out to ZD, like he said as well. You know, he's doing big things now, trying to make some moves. But yeah, I guess going into more of who you are as an artist and stuff like that. Kind of give us a little background and where you from and, you know, how you came to who you are today.
Man, I'm 22, I'm from Flint. I really started rapping though, like when I came here to Austin in 2016. That's like really when I started. Bro, I went through like 6 names before I came up with Stacks Go.
Really?
Yeah. Because like one day I was just like, I said it as an ad lib and I was like, that's kind of hard.
That's hard. Yeah, absolutely.
And then I said it. I said it at the beginning of my songs, like how I do in every song. And it's kind of like, cause the reason I did it though, is kind of like, or I didn't do it because of this, but I was like, you know how DJ Khaled has like, "We the best music."
Yes.
And like he screams. I was like, you know what? That's like my tag. Yeah. Like, producers got tags, but I was like, I'm gonna do my.
You're gonna have an artist tag. Yeah.
So I was like, I will do that. But it's been a journey. It's been a lot of finding myself like in the music that I want to make in my lane. Like, you know, I used to do a lot of hard music, but I don't really do that no more.
Yeah.
Like my next album that I'm doing is going to be like some Don Toliver, Toosie type stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Like I'm trying to look at it. Like I'm a business.
Yeah.
I got to take care of myself and I got to, with how dangerous the rap game is, if you try to put yourself out there like that, you know, people are going to test you. So
absolutely.
I got to feed my family, so I got to stay alive. So
yeah.
I was like, you know, I'm just going to switch it up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I guess going back a little bit, you said you're originally from Flint.
Yeah.
How was that? How was growing up in Flint? And
I'll tell you what, you definitely see some stuff. It definitely makes you appreciate what you got, you know, like, because I definitely had it a lot better than a lot of my friends and a lot of people that I knew went to school with.
Mm-hmm.
Just being in Flint. Like, do you guys remember when the water thing happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that was you know, my friend JD, shout out to you, but he's been my friend since probably seventh grade. He got real sick, thought they had cancer. He was in the hospital, in and out of school. It was bad, but nah, he's good now. But I mean, that's just like, it was really bad at one point. And then like, just, you know, it used to be number one most dangerous city in America. Like, homicide rates are crazy. So my mom never really liked me going out, you know, or I'd go to my grandma's like halfway across the, you know, the town.
Yeah.
And then go out with my friends there. But yeah, it was, it definitely changes you as a person and makes you appreciate life. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Kind of walk us through, like, you know, your whole like childhood, like a little bit, like, you know.
Man, that's a story. Yeah. I kind of, I'll pick some pieces that, you know, really matter. I was born in Connecticut. Yeah, I lived there until I was five. My mom, my dad, they never got married, so they went through some stuff. 5 years old, me and my mom moved to Michigan because that's where her mom was, my grandma. And so, yeah, we moved there. And then, like, from, like, 5 to 16, just went through a bunch of stuff in Michigan, did my school in, like, sophomore years when I moved to California and then moved here. But, yeah, I mean, just childhood mostly with my, like, bouncing between my grandma's and my mom's. My mom, man, me and my mom's relationship even now is very, it's a love hate because she wants the best for me, but she also be trying to still control me. Like, you know, I'm 22 years old, so it's just not, and she has some trouble with that still. but yeah, nah, love you though, Ma.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nah, you know, it's just, yeah, it's been a lot of stuff that I've been through definitely made me who I am today and just appreciative of what I got. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, going more to when you were younger and stuff like that, was music always a part of your life, or what made you start getting interested in that?
Bro, yes. So when me and my mom used to have a little flip book, we'd have the CDs and everything in there. I'd always choose Outkast.
Oh, bro.
Really?
Outkast is the reason that I like my passion for music.
Really?
Andre 3000, yeah, bro. Yeah. I remember I did a thing on TikTok and I chose Andre 3000 over somebody in like this rapper bracket, and everybody in my comments was like,
going crazy.
Yeah, like Andre 3000. I'm like, bro, Andre 3000
is cold.
Yeah, he cold, right? And so, but yeah, no, Outkast was like the main reason. I used to, Hey Ya used to be my favorite song, bro.
That's an anthem.
Yes. Yeah. It really is.
Absolutely,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it used to be, man. Yeah, that's the main reason that I started music, or like, that's
got interested into it. So was it like, what made you?
It's like how it made me feel.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
like it just like when I listen to music, it just like my brain just, I don't know, it's soothing.
Yeah,
you know? And like, well,
it just like made you happy.
Yeah, bro. Like,
it just put you in a better mood and stuff.
Always, because I was always in, like, as a kid too. I used to like put on these little talent shows for my parents every night.
Really?
My grandparents, yeah, bro. I used to love Michael Jackson too. So like, I go out there and dance like Michael Jackson, and yeah, bro.
So you've always kind of been like an entertainer in a sense.
But yes, but I've always hated the spotlight. Like I hate, like, bro, I don't want to be famous, but I love doing this music stuff. So it's like, I know it comes with it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I just got to take advantage of being in that, you know?
Yeah. So I guess, You know, speaking on that a little bit more, I feel like I'm like the same way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't really care to like be in the limelight and be like getting all the credit for stuff, but you know, doing a podcast or trying to build something up, it kind of comes with it, right? So I guess like, how do you go about dealing with that exactly? Because
I mean, kind of like I said a little bit earlier about like, making my, like, I'm a business, so I gotta make myself presentable and not trying to be in the beef and all the other stuff, and like just keep myself alive. That's kind of where it ties into, because like, I don't know, it's, you just want to, where's I going with that? I was definitely going somewhere with it. What's the question you asked me again?
How do you go about dealing with like not wanting to be in the limelight?
Like, I don't know, because I mean, now that I like, that's what's going to come with it. I got to put on the best. And for like the people that watch me, like I've always wanted to be someone people looked up to. I was always a leader. And so like, if I'm going to be in the spotlight and I'm going to be someone that people see all the time, I gotta put on some type of good energy and like influence, motivation for the kids and the youth.
Yeah.
Cause like coming from Flint, tying this back into that, like, bro, there's no guidance.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's
no guidance, bro.
Isn't anyone from like Flint that has like made it out, or I'm not really tapped into
Rio, the young OG, RMC Mike. There's this new dude named Babyface E. He's on the rise. Like, he's been going crazy lately. But yeah, he's
so there's like
a that's the difference between me and them is that like the reason I had to get out of there was because the music I was making is not what they is. That's not my geographical attraction.
Yeah.
So I had to get up out of there and come back here. And like, cause out there, you know, everybody's about scamming, guns, shooting, murders, all that stuff. And like, that's not what I want to like. I need to show Flint that there's more to it. There's more to the world than just Flint, Michigan.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I'm changing up. Like, bro, like the new year came around, like a little bit before the new year came around, I went and I like being the bigger man, I hit up some people that I had some beef with and like squashed it, tried to squash it with some people, but you know, some people just, they're still stuck on to that.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, going back to you saying, like, you know, that's not the image you were wanting to portray anymore. Is that kind of just how, I wouldn't say Flint, but is that just how, like, Michigan is for the music scene-wise? Is it?
Bro, yeah. I don't think there's a single rapper out there that promotes good stuff. And it's not even good stuff because it's music. So you can rap, you know, it's entertainment at the end of the day. But like, nah, I've never been really heavy on Michigan rap, but it's definitely becoming an influence in the rap game for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's on the rise right now.
It is, you know, with Babytron and stuff like that. But, yeah. I don't know. They definitely all kind of rap about the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that, and that's why Flint and Detroit will remain how it is because we're not uplifting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't work with people in Flint because everybody is just grimy. Like, everybody's against everybody. You don't have a community.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So I guess going in, you know, obviously you're in Austin now.
Yep.
When did you move down here, and would you say that's been like an influence on like the music you've been making lately?
I moved down here 2016 with my dad, and that's when I started making music was 2016. But I didn't really start taking it serious until like 2019, 2020. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say had an influence. It just showed me more that I could do it, and it's possible, because around 2018, 2019 was when I started like being around Quinn, and like that's what kind of made that connection.
Yeah.
So like, I wouldn't say like we're close now like that, but you know, if I go to the studio, he goes to when we see each other, you know, we dap him up, you know.
Yeah.
It's love. But yeah, so like when I seen him and then he blew up with talking my shit, I was like, all right, like this can actually happen.
Yeah.
And so ever since then I've just been just trying to give my
locked in.
Yeah, just locked in for real.
Hell yeah, that's dope, bro. So
yeah, I was gonna ask real quick. I was like, of the cities you've lived, what would you rank them, like top three?
Austin number one. I'd have to go Austin number one, Flint probably number two, and then California where I live, it was called Salinas, Monterey Bay area, number three, just cause like California, I don't really like California for real, but just cause like the laws and stuff. But we ain't gonna get into that. And then Flint, just you know, I gotta pay my homage, gotta pay my respects. That's where I you know grew up, and I definitely, if I were to do shows and stuff, I wouldn't go back there, but I definitely go back there to give back to the community.
That's dope.
Just cause you know with Flint, if you have a name, they gonna try to you know. So you got to get up out of there, and it's just too grimy out there. But yeah, no, Austin's number one for sure. Just the quality of life and how, the possibilities and like resources you got there. I was trying to say resources.
Yeah, that's what I've always told them too. Cause like, Austin is essentially like becoming kind of like what LA is now. You know, it's like on the come up of being a big city, and a lot of people are wanting to move here now, and just the air like. If we really think about it, like all businesses are moving down here, and a lot of the things that are coming from Austin really aren't from Austin. No, you know what I mean? Like they're building it in Austin, but a lot of like the people aren't from the city. You know what I mean? So it's crazy to see that now because like, I mean, I'm not from Austin. Like we grew up in Pflugerville, which like is essentially.
But you can say Austin because nobody knows. If you would tell if a you're random not from, person Pflugerville.
Yeah, if y'all aren't from Texas and shit, you're not going to understand. Yeah, but if we say from Austin, like, oh, okay, yeah. And that, it's kind of like how it goes, but no, like it's crazy seeing that now because I moved here from Vegas actually. And when I was like 12, so seeing it, you know, from when I moved here, from how big it's gotten, I can only imagine what people that are actually from here see it as, and you know, it's growing into something that like probably people never thought it was going to be. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
just Leander, because that's where I stay at right now. Mm-hmm. Just Leander itself has grown so much since 2016. Like every time I leave for a little bit and come back, there'll be some new, something new built.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, nobody's going to live in Austin. So everybody's going to the outskirts, Liberty Hill, all this stuff. Yep. They're just going to commute on the train. So the outskirts of Austin is getting crazy itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like going back to the business thing, my boy Bryce, I was out with him in LA. Shout out to Bryce and Hoodie Gang. They're moving to Miami. And they're trying to get me to go to Miami instead of LA because, Texas and Florida are the two main moving points from people from California, like businesses from California, because that's like the new markets. And, Texas and Florida, I think, are like the top two in terms of if you're going to try to do a business.
Interesting. So, yeah. we're in the right spot, boys. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Sure, trying to get this shit popping.
100%.
But,
I had a question.
Oh yeah, go keep on going.
Yeah, man. How'd you get connected to Quinn? I kind of want to hear that.
I shout out to Kyle. Kyle made the beat. He's an engineer producer. He used to have this studio called the Beat Kitchen, and it used to be like right over here actually by the Domain. And
word.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like right outside of Topgolf, actually.
Really?
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's like right down the road. Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
So there used to be a thing called the Beat Kitchen there, and I used to be running with these boys. I don't associate with them no more. But they kind of started taking me to that studio, and that's how we met Quinn. And it was before he blew up.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of how like I knew him. Mm-hmm. So it's always been just mutual respect there.
Yeah. Awesome.
How was your proposal of getting him on your album on that one single?
Well, this is my second song I have him on now.
Oh right.
Yeah. I was at my boy TJ's house, who's also my manager. Shout out to TJ. We were just in the studio one day, and I hit up Kyle because I guess they were doing deals or they were in the studio doing features. And I seen it on his story. I was like, can I get a feature? And I was like, I'll send $500 right now, get a feature. He was like, all right, bet, send it over. That night, like 2 minutes after that, sent the feature over. He sent it back like 2-3 hours later. And yeah, it's crazy because his part on the album's not even mixed, but when we shoot the video, it'll be mixed.
Okay.
But it's just like they've been busy with whatever they got going on, and he didn't have time to mix it, and I want to drop my album. So I was like,
fair enough.
Whatever. It's good enough.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But that's how.
Interesting. Yeah. I think I was going to ask, is you said you were big into music as a kid, like that.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, what was your first album that you ever bought?
Ooh, that's a good question, bro. I haven't. First CD that
people
I bought
buy
as a
albums?
Kid.
No.
Right. Nah, I think the first one that I bought, it was a Neo album. Y'all know who Neo is?
Of course.
Yeah. Boy,
of course. Was it the one where he's wearing like the fedora and shit?
Yeah. I forget what it was called.
Could you look it up?
I forget what it was called. But it had Champagne Life. It had...
is that like Miss Independent and shit like that?
No. I don't think it was on that album.
It was an older one.
That Miss Independent was an older one. This was the one right after it.
Look at albums full.
Dang.
We got. Don't worry. We got our assistant.
Hey, can you go to albums? Does it scroll up right there?
You can't see.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, so Neo was
Neo,
really
fine, shout out dude. To my dad because he's the reason. I mean, my mom and Outkast, but like he's the reason that it was
because of you.
Because of you.
In my own.
No, it was Libra Scale. Libra Scale was the first one I bought, but I started listening to him like In My Own Words and Because of You.
100%. Yeah, but
yeah, Libra Scale was the one.
But that was the first one.
Yeah,
the first
one in a million, bro. That used to be my favorite song, bro. Yes, bro. One in a million. But
that was the first album.
That was like the
ever...
first one I was like, "Ma, let's go to the store
and
bought it." And I actually bought it for my grandma.
Really?
Yeah. And she still has it to this day.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She still has it to this day.
But you fuck with Nia though?
Bro,
yeah,
hard.
Come on.
Yeah.
Like if I had a better voice, I would not be a rapper, bro. Yeah. I'd be like an R&B singer.
Yeah, I'm trying to see you on the love song shit, bro. Come on, man.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah,
bro.
I was gonna say that's our little lover boy over there. So you know, Juice WRLD and shit like you know what I'm saying?
Harmonizing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Neo used to, Neo and Outkast top
those
two
are,
as a kid. Bro.
Yeah, I guess we could end it off on or end this segment of us the cameras and stuff. Who were your top three biggest inspirations for making music?
Making music or as a kid?
Let's do both.
Because as a kid, making music are very different.
Yeah, let's do both, I guess.
Right, as a kid.
So we'll do it as a kid.
Michael Jackson, Neo, Outkast. But making music now, Migos, number one, used to be my favorite. Wow. Next up to take.
R.I.P.
Him, and then honestly, probably all of QC, like Yachty, Lil Baby. Like all QC used to be like, that's all I listened to.
QC the label.
Yeah. Bro, you know QC just sold the label to a Korean.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Like, crazy.
Yeah, but, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, that's who. And 50 Cent, he's probably my favorite rapper right now to this day.
To this day?
Yeah, favorite rapper.
What's your favorite song like from him?
Man, probably Disco Inferno, 21 Questions, or Many Men. Many Men's a classic.
I was like, everyone knows Many Men.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. But
the rest of them, I'm like, I don't listen like that. So I was like, honestly, I'm like, I have no idea. You said Many Men. I'm like, all right, I know that one. We're to Isaiah. We're back from those commercials. Yeah. Something like that.
You were saying about LA?
Yeah. So when I first, I knew LA was going to be expensive, right? Like, it's LA is going to be expensive. Bro, I got to the airport. And so I had to wait. I flew in. I got to LA at like 7:30. I was waiting for my boy, TJ, who was coming in at like 3-something. So
you got 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. I sat there for like 9 hours in the LAX airport.
How was that?
I slept. Where I'm going with this is I had to get two meals while I was there.
Dang.
All right. Oof. So when I first get off the plane, it's 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, with getting bags and whatever. And so they're serving, everything's open. Like for my body, it's like 11, 10 o'clock. So it's like, you know, it's lunchtime maybe. And so I get a burger, bro. For the burger alone was $18.50.
What the fuck?
They lucky that shit was good. But still, $18.50. Son.
For a
but
burger? I got fries just with a it. Burger?
Yep, just a burger. I got fries and I got a water. That shit was $30. Bro, it better have been something exquisite. All I'm saying, bro. Like, bro, like, it's, but, and then, so time goes by, I sleep, whatever, like 7 hours in, I'm like, I need a beer, I need some alcohol, I need some. So I go to this little restaurant, just one Angry Orchard beer was $10.
Damn.
Just for one can. Nah, like a bottle. But still, like, that's, I can go get a whole six pack for 12. And then I got a meal. I spent, that right there was 40. So two meals in just the airport, I spent $70, bro. Ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, because you said you spent like $30 on a charger.
Yeah, bro. And then I spent,
damn, so you blew like
$100 just in the airports. Bro, it was terrible. Never again will I spend. I'll starve the entire day.
But yeah. I think it's just how airports are too. They be taxing the show. It's just kind of because they can.
They can, bro. You know, it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my terrible LA horror story.
But didn't you say you want to move there too?
Yes. I contradict myself. Like, it's screw LA. LA is a terrible place to live.
Okay.
But just in terms of
for sure
opportunities and resources and marketing and networking, bro. Mm-hmm.
Nothing like it.
Nothing like, bro. The one day that we went to downtown LA, we were on Rodeo Drive. This is gonna sound like some really rich nigga lifestyle shit.
Hey, talk bro, to. We're listening.
We had a 2023 AMG G Wagon for the entire week we were there.
Yeah.
And so we hit Rodeo Drive, and this Tesla pulls up next to us, and we end up racing these dudes down Rodeo Drive. You know, G Wagon versus Tesla racing on Rodeo Drive. Have you ever been
around? Wait on it,
bro. Yeah. Okay, it's narrow as fuck. Yeah. Like, there's cars on the street, people walking. So it was already sketching that. But then we pull up to the light. Tesla smoked us because it's automatic. But we're not automatic. But you know what I mean. There's no, you don't got to shift the transmissions. We pull up and these dudes are like, "Yo, what y'all doing out here? What do y'all do?" And then we were like telling each other, screaming from the windows. He's like, "Oh yeah, we content creators too. We're out here from we're just doing like a tour of traveling." Ends up being I think his name is Leon. He has like 3 million on TikTok. He was just in Austin doing. He does those videos like spin the wheel or get $5 and like those type of videos. Yeah, you probably seen them. So shout out to Leon. And but yeah, no. Hi. We ended up being them in the car. So we meet up on Rodeo and we exchange information. We get in one of his TikTok videos and then he's like, "Y'all rap, yada yada." They ended up coming to a music video, our music video shoot later that night. And it's like, And then we ended up meeting this designer that used to do designs and clothing before X died. And but like he has like 360K on Instagram. He like be with Paris Hilton. He was at the Creed premiere. The other like, bro, just in one day on Rodeo Drive,
those, that's crazy. Yeah,
you got all those crazy connections just from that one. All those
connections, bro.
Damn.
So like my thing is, I hit up my business manager, my manager. I'm like, we gotta move to LA, bro.
Yeah.
Cause less than a year, I can make some shit happen.
Yeah.
Like it was, bro. Crazy.
And crazy. You, so when would you be making that move out there?
Hopefully, ideally, by the end of the year.
By the end of the year.
Hopefully, yeah. Yeah. I mean, because it's just expensive out there, so yeah. You got to save up money. But yeah, LA was great, and it's just a great place to jumpstart your career for real. I see why people go out there, but a shitty place, traffic terrible. To go 15 miles, it took us an hour on the highway. So yeah,
lucky. I feel like that's kind of how Austin's getting, though. Sadly.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but it's getting there.
It's getting there. But that's why going back to what I was saying earlier about like expanding to the outskirts and like people are moving outskirts to going into Austin. Like that's why, because everybody's coming from California and all these other states. It's a great place to work and live, and it's just getting packed, bro. Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
Yeah,
jeez.
But yeah,
JG, welcome. Did you have any questions for Stacks?
For sure.
No, not really, bro. I'm just interested in listening to your stories. You got hella stories, bro.
Bro, I got so many stories. All right,
yeah. So, but, I guess going back to your LA trip, is that something that was like a last minute thing, or y'all had been planned?
Last minute as fuck. Like 2 weeks beforehand, my boy Bryce hits me up. He's like, "Yo, you want to go to LA?" I was like, "I mean, I do, but like money, my job." So then, I looked up flights, bro. I got a round trip ticket for like $70 on Delta too. Not even Spirit.
Wow. I was mad.
Yeah, I can't, hey, bro, I can't shit on Spirit. Flown Spirit
for sure. Yeah, you know, like.
But not $70 round trip, and then we had to do. Me and my boy TJ, we had to put in on B&Bs because, bro, we were in LA with like a 6-bedroom house B&B in the hills, and then San Diego was a 3-story B&B with like 7 bedrooms. Bro, it was crazy. But yeah, we all put in. Like that's why traveling as a group is better, because you can just put in and get some nice shit.
Yeah,
you know. So I spent like maybe $500 total on this trip, and got to go out there and live the life I want to live for a good week before I come back here and going back to work.
I guess so. You know, going into that a little bit more, you know, obviously, I understand that completely as a newly content creator and, you know, trying to bring all the gang with this. Like, we all have regular jobs, you know what I mean? So how is it trying to balance that plus trying to have a music career?
Bro, it's hard. Like, man, I stay in my dad's crib, and so this past 2022 was the hardest year of my life. Like just going through stuff with an ex and like having a shared apartment and like bills and all this stuff like fucked me up the entire 2022. Mm-hmm. Like I literally all of 2022, cause I had moved from Texas to Michigan, and then I was in like end of 2021 going into 2022, and like some stuff happened. I had to stay there the entire year, and then I got back on my feet and moved back here. Mm-hmm. But, so, like, 2022, I was completely broke. Like, dog, I didn't even have a pair of shoes. Like, I rocked my Louis Vuitton slides for an entire year. Snow. Like, bro, I was so down bad. But, yeah.
In Flint?
Hell yeah.
Really?
But, yeah, and, like, just because of where I was, like, you know, God put me on my ass and made me work to get that shit back. Mm-hmm. So, and then I came back here and just been working. But, like, I stay at my dad's and I have no bills now. So, like, for me, it's, like, I know I can work, save money, but at the same time, I don't want to work that much because I don't have that much bills, and I just want to focus on my music and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, make enough money to where I can fund my music and go hard at that.
Yeah.
But that's kind of why I want to go to LA, because, like, I can just, you know, go to LA. I might have an apartment, whatever, but at least I'm in LA.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, like you said, you could probably walk outside and meet someone that has a million followers, you know?
It's crazy.
And that's really all it takes. It takes just for you to know the right person.
Literally. So, like, we got invited to go to this Creed premiere. There was the one that my boy was at, but then there's one, like, beginning of March. Like, we were invited to go back, but, like, I just can't. Like, money, bro. I just can't. Mm. And then we were... The boys that we met were just at the OBX premiere, the Outer Banks premiere.
Yeah.
Like, literally, shout out to Outer Banks, bro. That's
yeah.
Madeline Klein, listen. Talk just to know, her. Just know you're going to be the first girl I hit up when I get some clout. 100%.
She's so bad. She's plotting, scheming.
Yeah, bro, you might have to. Not. So, like, just the connections there. Like, we were able to go all these places and just, we just got to be out there now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so.
You plan on staying out there, like, permanently? Or are you, like, just getting, like, no, or are you just going to get, like, connections?
Dog, as soon as I get connections and get any type of traction, I'm out of there. Because nobody wants, like, celebrities are leaving L.A., leaving California. It's so expensive there, bro. So expensive. Because I can go, if I get, bro, $500,000 house out here, buy you a beautiful mansion, dog. And $500 out there, it's going to buy you some shit in Compton. Like, it's terrible. Not shit on Compton, but yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like,
no. Yeah, we understand.
Just like just niceness-wise and acreage. Bro, there's no land.
Yeah.
Like, we were staying in $1 million house, and there's no fucking yard.
Really,
I want to be able to rip some dirt bikes and shit around and go crazy. Shit. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, so now
you can do that here in Texas for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Bro. So like, I'd rather spend $1 million out here on a nice house and just a fuck ton of land. And then, yeah, bro, nah, I'm trying to get some traction in LA, then I'm out of there.
Out of there.
100%.
Yeah. So I guess you're saying you have an agent?
Yeah, so.
I guess, yeah, elaborate a little more. How did that happen, and what made you want to get one, actually?
Once again, shout out to Cy and ZD. He hooked me up with my boy Scott, and just now, ever since I met Scott, like, nothing's in writing yet. Like, we're in talks, and like, he hasn't, you know, there's some behind the scenes stuff we're working on, but ultimately, you know, he joined the team and he's basically putting me on his back, and I put my full trust into him, and I'm loyal to him just because, like, bro, the first time that we got on a call after like a year of knowing him, like, never like talking, we got on a call one random night in like January and talked for 3 hours. And he just spit games. Like, I literally took out my phone and started typing, like, 50 lines of notes because of just the amount of sauce that he's got. Because he's been in the industry and, like, so, you know. But we got some stuff coming. And, yeah, it's. I don't want to speak on it too much. Because if it don't happen, they're going to be like, oh, this guy's a poser. But, you know. Yeah,
yeah, moves are being made.
Yeah. Moves are definitely being made.
Absolutely.
Like, soon. Probably by summertime. Hopefully might have a distro deal, you know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've just been kind of.
Yeah. You know, yeah, chilling. No, bro.
So I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not speaking on it too much.
Yeah. That's why, like, I see that you're, like, actually driven and motivated. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking this very serious. That's kind of why I wanted.
The reason why, though, is because I don't do this rap shit because I just want to be a rapper and have fame. I do it because it's therapy to me. Like, just the shit that I've been through, it's just therapeutic. Like, instead of, fuck a therapist, I don't want to sit here and talk to a stranger about my feelings. Nah, I'm going to go make a hit because I know a million other people going to relate, you know, some sad shit, some, you know, heartbreak, you know. Mm-hmm. People going to relate to that, and they like hearing that. So if my pain is a hit and helps other people, so be it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, so you use, like,
The creation
for music for as like a way for you to express your emotions and stuff like that.
Yeah, because I mean, you got to be genuine. Like, one thing anybody who really makes music in like industry knows, like, they're gonna see through you. Yeah, they're gonna see if you are just making music to make music and be a creator and all this other stuff, or if you're rapping because you've been through some shit and you're genuine. Like, you can feel the pain in some people's songs, or you can't. And you know what I mean? It's just the audience is going to see through you, bro. And if you aren't believable, they're not going to latch on.
Yeah.
Like, I hear, you know, artists all the time coming up out here. I'm just like, I don't believe you. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and a lot of rappers out here too. Shout out to Austin, bro. Shout out to DJ and Messiah. Them boys, we got a song coming. You know, Snail Gang Movement DJ is?
I don't actually. No? Put me on, yeah. We'll talk about it.
Shut him out.
Yeah, no, DJ, bro, he's tough. He's on the rise. That would be like, my manager asked me, he was like, is there anybody you would bring up with you? Or like, want, you know how like there's OTF and all, like, is there anything, if you make, my thing is go mode.
Go
so,
mode?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be on go all the time, just motion.
I like that.
That's like, if I were to start that and bring some people in, bro, DJ, Messiah, and I have a couple other boys back in Michigan, but just here, bro, those are the two niggas that, they're hard. We got a song. Yeah. I'll play all the songs.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. We'll play after.
Nah, he's tough. But, I don't know. Just like a lot of rappers out here, just rap by the same shit too. You know, it's just guns, like all this other stuff, bro.
Genuine. So I guess going into that, you know, shout out to Opinionated Boys. They get a lot of artists on, and they kind of ask the same question. But what do you think? Why do you think artists from Austin, like besides Quinn, obviously, and maybe there's a couple handful that I don't know personally, but what is stopping artists from Austin from like making that big break and busting into the scene and like the music scene? Like,
bro, realistically, I think it's just because Austin's not put on yet. There's so much talent out here, bro.
Exactly. That's
and I think like Quinn ain't even blown. Like he's blown and he's signed, but he's not as big as he can be.
Not at all. Think
like,
so.
Like his biggest song, I think it has maybe 20 million or more.
Yeah.
Or no. That's a lot because he has a song with Tuzi. Yeah, no, he definitely has like 50 million YouTube plays total. Yeah. And but regardless of that, like I think it's just like Austin has not been put on the map yet enough.
Yeah.
And also on top of that is like there's a community in Austin a lot better than Flint, but at the same time, this is where niggas gotta put their egos and their pride aside and all that beef and just come together.
Shit,
like, bro,
shit.
That's like I literally I can't stress that enough. Like I'm just trying to get money.
Yeah.
There's so much money in this world to go around. Yeah. Don't get money. Stop trying to beef with niggas, bro. That shit is young, immature shit.
Yeah.
I think if we all came together and just it came up as like as Austin, bro, we would blow.
Yeah.
There's so much talent, bro.
Yeah. That shit. I'm not gonna lie, bro. That's kind of what we're trying to do over here. Yeah. You know. That's why like it's cool getting to know you more, and you know we definitely. You know, we this is actually our first time meeting. I don't know if anybody knows that as audience wise, but you know, this is the first time we met you. So, but we've been in touch through IG, and you know, we follow each other. So we've been keeping up with each other. I've been seeing all the moves you've been making, and it's like, you know, I fuck with you as an artist for one, and just getting to know you a little bit more. Obviously, you know, doing this pod and stuff, it's great to see that you have like a good head on your shoulder, and like you actually are trying to do good, and you're. You know, you're not taking advantage of the situation you're in because you make great music, but it's like you have like a bigger goal in mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
if I never blow up off rapping, I won't be mad. Like, I'll go be an engineer. I'll go be a videographer because I can do that. I do photography, bro. Like, my biggest thing is I want to rap to then venture off to become a businessman. Mm. Like, that's it because the money ain't in rap, bro.
Yeah.
That shit is not in rap. That, like, I think you gotta do like 500 streams to get a dollar or something like that. Like,
yeah, bro, I actually saw a tweet.
You probably saw the same one.
Yeah, but like,
bro, streams. This is what people don't understand in the industry or in the rap game. Like upcoming artists, bro, streams. You're not gonna get money off streams. You have to do like 53 million streams to make $1 million, and that's just off of YouTube. Yeah. You have to do more because YouTube pays more than like Spotify and Apple. So
really,
like, yeah. So if you're not doing, shows or you're not getting endorsement deals, sponsors, bro, you're gonna be broke as fuck.
Yeah.
Unless you are a young boy and you're doing 50 million plus every video you drop.
Yeah.
Unless you have a cult like that. That's what I'm saying. Unless you have a cult and a fan base, you're not gonna be making money, bro.
Yeah.
Like at all.
And I feel like too, like with the streams and stuff, you could kind of manipulate those a little bit. You know what I mean? So
man.
You know what I mean?
The amount of niggas that I like, this is like a big thing in Flint too. I know some niggas out there, I'm not gonna name names, but they whole thing, like, bro, you'll go on their Spotify, thousands and months of listeners, thousands of plays, but that shit does not carry over to their popularity. And you always know because, or like Instagrams, bro. Niggas that have 10K plus. You go on an Instagram, like some Arabian, like foreign language and bots, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Like, niggas would rather look the part than be it. And I say that in one of my songs because it's so irritating. Why the fuck would you rather look the part than actually be that nigga?
Yeah.
Because what the fuck, what are these fake streams going to get you? Nothing. Yeah. Use a little city clout, maybe some bitches going to see that.
Yeah.
Man, fuck them.
It's a perception.
I agree.
Because I feel like we just live in a generation where it's like, it looks like you have all these listens and followers. So.
And I mean, that's the thing, like, motherfuckers aren't genuine. That's why I stay to myself and I only rock with a few because of that. Like, I'm a really genuine person. I like to keep shit 100, and that's why people don't like me either, because I keep shit 100. But, you know, like, for me, like, I'm just about to hit 500 followers. Bro, I'll go through my following and remove people that are, like, fake accounts or spam accounts. I'll go remove because, like, I don't give a fuck about followers.
Yeah,
I don't
give
a fuck about likes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, no egotistical shit. I'm humble. But, like, I'm better than the majority of these niggas that got the followers out in the city. So, it's like, I don't care about none of that. I just let my art and my music speak for myself because it'll come mm-hmm. down the line, you know? So yeah. It is what it is.
I guess so. Going into that a little more, obviously, you know, you're a great artist. You create great music. What is it that you think that you need to do to get more exposure and get your name more out there? Just, besides like moving to LA, of course. Yeah, no, I mean,
but really for me, it's just like networking. I'm very stubborn when it comes to working with new people, and that's my issue. Like my manager's trying to bring me out that bubble because I know that's what you got to do, and like, you know, be welcoming of new people. But I'm not, bro. Like I'm really? Not just because like I've been so fucked over before, and it's like I got me, and I rely on me, and that's it. You know, and TJ, bro, like. Shout out TJ. He shoots all my videos, but he's also my manager. And
yeah, I would say, is that the 24...
248 Cinematics?
Yeah, okay. 248.
Y'all go, man, go follow him.
Go sub on that.
It's but, fun to him, yeah. Yeah, no, he shoots all my videos. And he, like, literally how we came together was I was doing a feature for this one guy at the studio. He brought TJ through, the videographer, and then I shot a video for the feature, and then we added each other, and then he seen I was hard. He was like, let's shoot a video. I was like, I ain't got no money. Like, I've never had videos, bro, until I met TJ because I've always been broke.
Yeah, I understand.
Then TJ was like, fuck it. Like, you hard. I'm just do that shit for free. I was like, all right, for sure.
Hey, man, hey, real
like,
life.
Yeah, nah, shout out. Like, and then, like, at first with me and TJ, it was business, but that's my dog. Like, I kill for him now, for real. Yeah. It's just so much love. Like, his family loves me, and, like,
that's bro, dope.
We've just, like, whenever people ask, like to link up or go do stuff, I'm like, all right, yeah, if TJ can come. Mm-hmm. Like this LA trip, they didn't ask, I was like, yeah, I'll come if my manager TJ can come. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right, for sure, bro. Like, you know, just I don't know, the love I got and the amount, like once I get money, he's gonna be set, bro. Like
yeah.
he jump started my career because with videos, bro, you gotta get yourself out. You gotta get your face out. People gotta see you.
Yeah.
So it's like if it wasn't for me having these videos, bro, I probably wouldn't have the little fan base that I do now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, absolutely. Man, I guess yeah. Going into that more, you said, you know, obviously music videos is another big way to get your more exposure and stuff.
Oh, it is, bro.
Well, what other ways do you, or what other things do you do to promote your music?
That's the issue. I don't. And, okay. But the reason I don't is because I just feel like, I mean, okay. So TikTok, obviously, you know, that's a good way. That's a lot of people run off of TikTok, but I don't want to be that guy that blew up off TikTok. That's my issue. But I got to stop thinking that way and just, like, accept it because it is a good form of promotion. But, I mean, other ways are, like, Say Cheese. Like, you know, but Say Cheese is very Texas-based. And if you don't have, like, the Quinn sound or Texas sound, niggas, they going to let you have it in the comments.
Yeah, that's
And I'm
true.
Not, I know I got good music, but that's not really my demographic.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I got to, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, just promo pages and just, yeah, connecting, really, that's it.
Networking and shit, which you said is something that, like...
Bro, it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah, I would say, because, like, I feel like that's, you know, as an artist, you said that it's hard for you to, like, bring new people in for you to make music with. You think it's... Is it just because...
A good point on that is it's hard to bring people in because, especially when they see you making moves, they might see early that you got potential and they just finna take advantage. So it's like you really expect, and then once you get there, you got to be wary of your surroundings, bro. Like just people trying to use you for your talent, and that's it. Not actual, genuine. Like oh, I'm trying to help you,
like a good relationship, and just trying to like benefit from each other.
So with you, like you say, you aren't really accepting of new people like that. Like what's your like criteria for like you know working with someone like. If there were new, you'd make exception, like, you know, if, you know, some kind of
scenario. It's not really a criteria. It's more of, like, we got chemistry. Like, I don't care how much you pay me for a verse. I'm not doing that shit if I don't feel like the song's going to be quality and I don't feel like we have a connection. I don't care about none of that. I don't care about the money. I do this music stuff because I love it. So, like, you know, if a dude who's trying to make music and is new to it, never been in the studio before, but wants to try it out, and, like, I have a good connection, we've been talking... I might even buy him a session and we'll go in there and record a song and he can drop it. Like, it's just more like I'm trying to show genuine love and put people on. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I have people texting me now, like most people, like rappers, like I look up to you, bro. And like, you know, you made me want to go harder at this. And like, just like now, bro, I'm not even nothing.
Yeah.
It's just a good feeling.
Yeah. It's dope. Right.
It's a great feeling, bro.
It's crazy. Like, you know, obviously, like I said, I'm not a musician, but, yeah. you know, we've kind of built this up as a group, and it's crazy for me, like ZD, shout out to ZD, he just pulled up the other day, and he was saying that, like, you know, he, like, I'm kind of like an influence for him, you know, because for him wanting to make, like, a media company and shit like that, it's crazy, because, like, you know, like, it all starts with you just, like, wanting to do something, you know? Yes. Like, this is... I've always wanted to make videos. I've always wanted to be my own boss, in a sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, it's dope. Like, anybody could do this, bro. Obviously, like, it takes grind and it takes dedication, of course. But, like, if you really want it, you're going to go out there and get it. Because if I can do it, anybody could do it. Real shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's 100%. I'm trying to, like, portray that to people, like... Because I feel like they just need to hear that.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the thing nowadays, like, I feel like for us, it's always, like, you can always be better, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's how we grow up, but, bro, like, if you really want to do something in life, you can do it. You just gotta bust 100%. Your ass.
Facts.
That's so random. I did not expect to hear that tonight. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, I don't know what it was.
You still fuck with it or what?
I mean, I love cars, bro. Like, okay.
Car guy?
When I get money... I'm have a
yeah. Okay, I guess
If you want to talk about that, we can.
Yeah, I would say just. Hey, Jay, I mean, Jay. Since we already brought it up, what's like your dream car?
Hop in real quick.
Dream car.
Yeah, just
no, go ahead. Dream car.
Like you when you get money, what is the first car you're getting?
First car, just out of pure, just like. Nah, maybe. I don't know. That's
G-Wag.
Nah, probably Trackhawk. I ain't gonna lie.
Trackhawk?
Yeah, just because it's simple. It's a family car. Like, I don't know. It's a sedan. I mean,
and it's
like,
fast bro,
I'm gonna have an entire. I love Dodge. I love Hellcats. Might be stereotypical.
Mopar gang?
Yeah, but no. I used to have a Pontiac G8, and I love that thing, man.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. I probably first car that I would buy.
Trackhawk.
100%. Okay.
Yeah. All right, after Trackhawk, what are we getting?
I don't like hypercars. I don't like supercars.
Really?
So all muscle cars. Okay. I'd probably buy like a I'm gonna buy a C63 or an E63 AMG Mercedes or an S5. Bro, nah. Screw all that. I'm buying an S550. S550, bro.
Okay.
Mercedes S550. First right. car and then a Hellcat. But like dream car dropping money on.
Yeah.
Probably. That's such a good question, bro. I'm not materialistic. So, but probably.
You're not materialistic, but you like cars.
But
so
I
you're
love
gonna,
cars. So I would like build one, like some custom shit. Yeah.
What would you start the build with?
Like an older. You know what? Nah. I'm hitting up. What's her name? Calvo Motorsports and get me a crazy ass Viper. Crazy ass Viper or GTR, because I want to go hit the drags. I want to go hit the drags and go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like Texas 2K, it's a huge drag racing event down in Houston, bro. Uh-huh. It's actually in March. It's coming up, but crazy. I want to go, just rip down the drag shit, bro.
Yeah. Awesome. I did not expect Sax to say he liked NASCAR. I'm not gonna lie to you. That was a great
bro,
thing to
find out. I haven't watched NASCAR in a minute, but like as a kid, bro.
Yeah, you love that shit. It's like a part of who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the sounds, bro.
Yeah, I would say, was that a big part of why you are so into cars right now? You think?
100%, bro. Yeah. Just like hearing loud ass cars and just rumbling and going fast.
Have you ever been to a race like IRL type shit?
Yeah, I've been to like. Probably like five of them bitches. Cause we used to live in Connecticut. So we used to go to like Delaware and stuff like that. Like it's a small track, very close. Like just this is one of the smallest tracks they have. But yeah, it was fun. Yeah. They used to put me to sleep because the vibrations, bro, it would put me to sleep. I'm so
real.
I used to fall asleep.
Feel that.
Yeah, I used to fall asleep all the time at NASCAR races. Crazy.
What the fuck?
That's like it's like the same correlation to like
driving in
Mexican. Nah, like Mexican kids.
Car? Nah,
Mexican kids.
Though.
Yeah. In a way, but Mexican kids would like sleep. There's like a video out there where like there's this Mexican baby. There's like this little baby. He's Mexican. And he's sleeping right next to a fat ass speaker at like some kind of party.
Oh, yes. I've
and
seen
it,
those.
It's the same thing though. That,
yeah. Because
it happened to me too. And it would be the vibrations. Yeah. The vibrations literally, that's like a massage chair, bro. You're like, oh shit. Yeah. And you're just like.
Thanks.
You don't even notice. Before you notice, you back home, you're like, oh, shit, I passed out over there.
My mom used to literally just Like, if I was crying as a baby, she would take me into the car, start the car, and run it for like 5 minutes, and I fall asleep.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Low key, my parents would just drive around.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah. Like, it's something about just, it's soothing. I don't know.
I feel it. Yeah. Boy, you're kind of, man. CJ's like the black sheep in this one because he can't relate, huh?
I mean, I know what you mean, but like, that wasn't for me personally. Yeah. But like, I understand it, you know?
This man will fall asleep anywhere, though.
I'm yeah.
Like, me and him used to be roommates back in Texas State. Literally, I would come home like at different hours of the day. Like, I'll either like stay and like study, I'll like come back like right after class, knock down the couch.
Yeah. I fall asleep in the studio. If we have like a long studio session and I'm not recording, bro, I'm knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
Do you have like a good time to go to the studio? Like, is there like a time where you're like, ah, hell yeah, this is where I need to be in the studio? You look at the clock and you're like, oh, this is when I
like
need
a
to
time
be
of day.
Studio.
If I go to the studio, it's usually at night. But like, there's no certain time for me. It's just like, that's usually when I can only get in because of work and stuff.
Right.
But if I'm at home, bro, I'll record all day. Like my latest album, I recorded that. I think it's like 23 tracks. I recorded all that shit in like 2 weeks.
There you go. Let me rephrase that question then. Do you ever get, is there every like, it doesn't have to be a specific time, but like something in your head that makes you go, I just need to make music. Aside from like, trying to get to the bag or something, you know
pissed,
what I mean,
bro? I can make music whenever because I feel like there's always some fuck shit going on or like there's something always going on.
Yeah,
but like, and plus you got like after like when I was in LA, I got sick when I was in LA, so I couldn't make as much music as I wanted to. But like, if something's going on, I record. Like if I'm pissed off, I'm gonna record some shit.
Yeah.
If I'm sad, I record some shit. But like, so yeah, there's just
so there's I'm, really you really just be making music.
Yeah, cause
like he I does all this the shit, time. Bro. Stop playing with
I
him.
Mean, when I
let's
can,
go. At least when you can, right?
When I can, yeah. Like right now, I don't have a setup at the crib. I'm working on getting a setup right now. But, cause like for me, I know how to engineer. I know how to do all that stuff. So there's no reason. Like put it this way: if I go to the studio, like if you book a 2-hour session at a studio, it's gonna range from $100 to $120 for 2 hours. You do that shit 4 or 5 times a month. You spending a good amount.
Well,
you can go spend $500, $600 on a decent setup and just learn how to mix.
Yeah,
and
nah.
You making all your shit at home. Mm. Most of the artists blowing up now made their shit on BandLab.
For sure, bro.
On a fucking phone.
It don't really take much. Like as it goes with like anything. It don't take much. It's just computer, microphone, and some like little shit right here, and boom, you good to go.
I mean, if you wanna obviously up your game, you know, get a fire ass microphone and
sound your room.
I don't know. The latest song I made out in LA called Melrose.
Go check it out.
Video out now.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah, check that shit out.
Gotcha. I'll plug you.
I made that in a hardwood room, and it was hella echoey. But like, you might be able to tell a little bit, but like, that's kind of how like raw I wanted it to be. Like, I'm in LA. I just recorded this bitch. I recorded the video, edited it, dropped it next day.
Boom.
So like, that's fire. All in 24 hours.
That's fire.
Yeah. Wow. So like, I don't know. But like, you know, when I'm trying to put an album out, it's all, you know, I'll probably go to the studio, mix it and stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Going to our conversation that we were having off camera before we started rolling and shit, Alex had asked, he wanted to know what your names were before you finally came up with Stacks Go. So if we could go into that a little bit more.
Oh my God. All right. First ever name, I think was, no, bro. Okay, I'm gonna go from order, which I remember.
All right.
Sauce God Migo. Don't know where that came from.
Damn, well, you said Migos were a big part of.
True, hold on, true. Say that again.
Sauce God Migo.
Spell that out. Like
S-A-U-C-E, and then G-O-D, and then M-I-G-O.
Sauce God Migo.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough.
It was like,
I fuck with that.
Yeah, it was okay.
Sauce God Migo.
That's kind of hard.
But yeah, so that was like one of my first, and then it went Lone Star Kid, because that's when I moved to Texas. Weak as hell.
He's like, don't push me. Hell no.
AJ Guala. Fuck no.
Why? Hold on. Why?
AJ Guala, because my government initials, it's AJH.
Okay.
So I said AJ and then Guala because...
Right.
Guala. Money, right?
Yeah, Guala.
And then it went to Andy Stacks. I used a rap name generator for that.
They sound like the whitest shit.
I know. I know.
Now bro, presenting Andrew Stacks.
Right now, you can go find one song that I have out under Andy Stacks. Actually, there's two. There's gonna be two out right now under there still. But, interesting. I'm gonna look that up now. And an S with a dollar sign. So yeah, no, original, right? So yeah, Andy Stacks, and then and went to Stacks Go. Just
Stacks Go,
yeah, just like that.
And then ran with it ever since.
Dude,
I thought about changing my name, but nah.
Yeah,
Sauce got me go tough, bro. That shit got me thinking.
He's like, "Hey, you got me with that one.
I might change back now." I thought about I was 16 years old. I was 16 when I came up with that name. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Crazy. Sauce got Migo. Don't know where the.
He's like, don't know where.
Don't know. I mean, it came from Migos. I don't know where Sauce got came from because I did not have jerk.
So you say you're full of stories like that, and you're like bro. In the studio. We're talking in the studio, so. Tell us, like, what's the, like, most interesting experience you've ever had, like, in the studio? You're just like, yeah, like, that was crazy. Hmm. Or you're like, I can't believe that happened.
Most interesting studio
session.
I mean, probably because when I, like, 2018, when I first met Quinn, like, that was the first, like, good rapper I guess I've been around. Mm-hmm. So, like, seeing him go in there and then just... go crazy on that motherfucker. Like, I don't know. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I feel like
I can't do that, bro. If you ask me to freestyle right now, I can't. I don't write my
right. Crazy because we actually have a you're gonna freestyle over this beat. Look at that.
Nah, like, imagine, bro. It, like,
we should do that
when like. When I record, right? When I record, I just record. So like, I freestyle when I record. But if you were to ask me to sit here and rap, like, bro, I you will not see me on, Hot 97. Yeah, you will not see me doing freestyles, bro.
Yeah.
Funk Flex, you will not see me doing that. Yeah. I'm saying that right now. Like, come back to this shit later on, you will not see me doing... No, I'm sorry, you won't. Don't even ask me, Funk Flex. It's not happening, bro.
It's not going to happen, like, so stop asking.
Just stop asking, bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But yeah, nah, so I guess just like going in there and seeing that like just kind of motivated me like, yeah, damn, this motherfuckers is fire.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Nothing crazy has happened. Like no... No one yet has ran up in there trying to blow some shit or like, yeah, you know, yeah. Nothing like that is happening. Yeah.
No strippers.
Nah,
or...
No strippers. Fuck them hoes. I don't give a fuck about them.
Mm, yeah, you do be saying that in your music. Like,
they just.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, I want to find, like, eventually I want to find a girl to settle down with, but.
Oh, wow. Yeah, let's get into
it. Fuck all them hoes, bro.
Hey, we just had the Valentine's special, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's, you know, since you brought it up a little bit, let's talk about it. You know what I mean? So I guess. You know, I get going off of that. Yeah. I'm assuming you're a single man.
Single man.
How is that in being in a city? And
I'll tell you this though, I wasn't single. Like, all right, so right before I went to LA, I was in this little situation shit with this one girl. Back and forth since like August, bro. It's been too much. And so like she was finna come down here from Michigan and come to Texas, and we was finna lock in whatever. And I went to LA. And I knew this was gonna happen, bro, because she's the jealous type. Like, she trips out. Went to LA, tripping on my phone like every fucking night. Like, there's a 3-hour difference. So, like, when she's going to bed, it's like 6 o'clock for me. I'm out and about. She's like, I'm going to bed. You ain't gonna call me at it. I'm like, no, I'm out like, doing shit, bro. Like, yeah. No, I'm not gonna do that. Like, and so, so she was just tripping. One night, bro. I'm sleeping. She's hit, bro. I wake up to like 36 missed calls, 176 text messages.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, yeah, nah, we're done. That's it, bro. Like, I'm in San Diego right now, like, second half of my trip, enjoying life. Fuck no, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I don't need that distraction and that stress. So I was like, that's it.
Yeah.
So, cut that off, and I'm fucking done, bro. Yeah. If it happens, I'll tell you what. When I blow up,
I like
if
that.
If a girl... I don't know if I could date after that. If I don't have a girl beforehand and I can't realize that she's actually for me, I don't know if I can. Unless she's already in the industry, like another actor or something like that, and she understands it. Because, bro, these hoes is going to want you for your money. You know what I mean?
Not for real.
Or if it's a girl that I knew beforehand and had a good connection with. Like, picky.
Yeah.
You would bring a girl up.
There's only a couple that I would. Just because they bad. Not even off their personality. Yeah. Just because they bad, bro.
I guess I'll go into that a little bit more. What are the top 5 things you look for in a girl when you're trying to get in a relationship?
And then to back that question, what's your top 3 red flags?
Top five first.
All right. We'll go with reasons, like what I look for. I'm going to say this. It's probably going to get brought up later when I blow up and I'm going to get canceled, but you can only get canceled if you care. I don't like black women. I don't date black women. That's just not my...
Really?
But Flint ruined that. All the ghetto bitches out there just... I don't like that. Like, they ratchet as fuck. So, for me, white girls, Latina... Love them. Love them to death. I love my white girls, though. So, like, that's, like, first. And then...
Hey, yo!
So then, blonde. Gotta be either blonde or brunette. And if you got blue eyes, bro, it's a rat. Nigga. Like, come take my soul, bro. I don't care. Hey, bro, blue or green eyes.
Why do you keep looking at me, then?
Hey, come on. Don't play with stats, go. Come on, bro.
Blue, green eyes. Can't be taller than me. If you're taller than me, fucking lineman, get out of here. I can't do that. So yeah, really. But like looks wise, that's just looks. But if I go off of
I was talking about just in general.
Good to know. That's it, ladies. Sarah Cameron, bro. Say like literally dream, bro. Her, but I would say like you gotta have a good work ethic. You gotta be getting to your own bag. You gotta you just gotta show me that you don't need me. Like yeah. I want to say that you don't need me.
Independent.
Yeah. Like I don't want you to need me. Okay. I want to run up this bag and have two fire ass incomes together.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't be tripping, bro. Like if you're in me in this life, there's gonna be bitches hitting my phone. Like for sure. Not like that, but like, you know, just
it's a part
DMs,
of it.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Like you're gonna be doing business.
Give me a virus.
No cap.
But, give me a virus. No, yeah, I
don't
understand.
Click
that.
On
but like,
porn
no,
hub.
You just gotta
don't
be, you just gotta be a boss bitch. Like, you just gotta, you can't be sensitive. I'm very just like straightforward with it. So, can't be sensitive and crying whenever I say some shit that's truth and you don't want to look at your flaws. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So,
hell yeah.
That's yeah.
And then he said that your three. What are your three red flags when you talk to a girl?
If I look down at your nails, you got some tiger claws on them motherfuckers. I already know you ratchet. If you got crazy ass butterfly wing eyelashes, you gotta go.
Okay, we might have to go to five because you named me a little too quick.
Three's good.
I'm picky and like, yeah. I don't even care that I'm picky, bro. Like, it is what it is. But like,
it's not a bad thing.
And then, like, I don't know if you just. I like a girl who's not active on social media.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't care if I have a bad bitch and she might post an ass. I really don't care. Like, yeah, I'm hitting that. Like, you can't, I'm hitting that. But like,
yeah, you are.
But I'd rather have a girl that's,
Yeah, you are. Tell me why. You do this. Yeah, you are.
I'd rather have a girl though that's just, off social media.
Really?
Just vibing out. Like, so, private.
Let me ask you this, though, because there is those girls, and I know y'all know about them, ones that, like, don't be on social media. I feel like those are the ones you got to look out for, too, sometimes. They're like, yeah. Oh, no, I don't have an Instagram.
You got to look out for girl, like, at the end of the day.
No, absolutely, but, you
know,
like...
But for, I don't know. I think, like, one that has Instagram, she don't, like, hide it, like, in Snapchat, but she's just not active.
Okay.
Like, just someone that's not active, and she just cares more about real life. Because, like, me... Fuck social media. If I was not a rapper, I would not be on social media, bro.
Let's talk about it. Because I feel like that's always been something for me, too, that I feel like I'm kind of going through that, like, yeah. with social media right now. Because mm-hmm. I, you know, like how you were saying, you realize that you have to be on it. You have to show people this is what I'm doing. This is the life I'm wanting to live and this and that. Yeah. How do you go about... What exactly do you show to your audience, and what do you keep to yourself for personal?
That's a good question.
My biggest thing that I didn't do before that I do now, after just finding myself and who I want to be in this music shit, is keeping my emotions off the internet. Like, I might have girl issues running the internet, post it. I mean, I still do that a little bit here and there, but if like the conversation is funny and if like this bitch is tripping on me, but like. I don't know, like the other day, for example, the other day, that girl I was talking to, now I'm gonna say this beforehand. She didn't have this when I was with her. So she's raising her tone, talking to me all type of crazy. And so the only thing I said to her was, you had chlamydia. Don't raise your tone at me. So like, but then I posted that And like, I took it down a little bit afterwards. I was like, see, I can't be doing that. Like, I can't be doing that, bro. Like, I don't know. Just
did she?
Huh? Yeah, did... no, she definitely did. She got, like, she didn't have, oh, when man, I got, no, no, listen, not when I was with her, though, like months afterwards, because she cheated on me. That's, okay, that's the karma for her dumbass. Okay. That's karma.
I was so, like, you would have a lot of questions. Nah.
I was like, bro, did you give it to her? Nah, like, bro, 2 months after, bro, because I was in Florida moving back here, because I had went to Florida then came here, and she texted me. She's like, she told me about that. And I was like, yeah, that sucks for you. I sent laughing emojis, crying emojis. Like, that sucks for you.
Fucking a skull emoji is your dad.
Yeah, that sucks. And then she was like, because like we're not anymore because I tripped out and said to lower your tone because you have chlamydia. But we're not good terms anymore. But she
that tends to happen.
But no, we were on good terms. She was like, it's so hard to sit, like it hurts. And I'm just like, inside, I'm like, laughing, and I'm laughing, like sending it to her because it's funny. Like, bitch, that's your karma.
That's what you
don't get. Cheat on me.
Yeah,
but yeah, so yeah, but that's what I mean.
Over the whole story,
that's what I mean by keeping my emotions off the internet because I'm pretty emotional. Like, I'm not anymore because she kind of fucked me up in terms of emotion, but I'm very nonchalant now. But so just that's one thing I try to keep away from from people seeing, like, just emotions, and then like moves, like just move in silence. Like, motherfuckers gonna see that shit by action.
Yeah.
Like, nobody, I mean, people knew I was going to LA, and then I start posting pictures and videos with the G Wagon and Vette, and they're like, oh,
yeah.
And
I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, yeah. Yeah. I was like, in a 3-story Airbnb. Oh, shit. Like, you know what I mean?
I was just say, like, obviously, like, that's something that you don't really care much about, but it's the fact that you know that. Yeah. Once you post that picture, people are going to see it, yeah, and they're going to engage with it. They're going to be like, oh, we see you, Stacks. Yeah. You, and we see what you're, you know. You know what, yeah, I mean? Kind of like the fake love type shit. But, like, bro, at the end of the day.
The amount of fucking DMs and fake love I received when I was in LA because motherfuckers seen I was doing shit.
Ridiculous.
That shit's so weak, bro.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Like, cool. It feels good. Like, you're going to support me eventually. Like,
yes.
Rather you support me now than never. But, like, off my dick. You know what I mean? Nah.
Because,
like, you're, fuck the social media shit.
It's because you're fucking with me because you see what I'm doing now.
Yeah. And they're not going to support you until you make it. Like, the real ones always going to support you. But, like, you know, and it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm, I get it. You know, who the fuck wants to support some nigga from Flint that just be rapping like everybody else? But, like, you know.
One day, bro. You just
Bro.
Right? But that's why, like I said, like, I don't want to speak too much on what I got coming up in terms of, like, the distro deal and stuff. Because if it doesn't happen, niggas gonna look back. Ah, oh, this nigga just talking.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what,
yeah,
I mean, I'm just gonna let this shit happen.
And I feel like that's the thing too, bro. Like, that's why I fuck with people that are making music and doing it for a good reason.
Yeah.
Because I know how much work goes into it, and I know how much time it takes, and I know that you have to sacrifice things to get to where you're at now, even get to the point where you can go to LA. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like we were saying about followers and everything like that. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, like, we keep track of it because I feel like it's...
You have to nowadays, bro.
It's something for us that, like, oh, now we see that it's getting traction. Yeah, you know what I mean? But, like, regardless of the numbers and regardless of how many subs and followers we have, we're gonna post this shit regardless. And that's what I've always tried to tell everyone a part of the gang. Like, it doesn't matter how many views this get. Don't worry about that. Worry about that, like, what we're doing behind the scenes. Like, no one... Uh-huh. And no one needs to see that. Right. You know what I mean? Because, like, they'll like, you know how they always say about, like, people in the league and shit, they see you get all the fame and glory once you're out there and you fucking hit a 3-pointer to win the game, but nobody sees all the hours that you put in to get to that point. You know what I mean? So I try to just tell that to everyone, because at the end of the day, like, what we have going and what you have going as an artist, because I feel it too, like, you make good music, and I feel the buzz popping off. Like I said, I know ZD and Psy, like, they were kind of I know whenever it was ZD would chill over here, he would be like, oh, it's Stacks Go. And I was like what's he saying? Go! You know what I mean? And then, like, and then, like, you started following us and I started listening. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, I feel it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's dope, bro. Like, just stick with it, because I know, like, you know, it's all going
to
pay off.
Stick to the hustle, bro. You, you got an ambition. You're like an ambitious guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you want the top, and that's the kind of attitude that you need to have, bro. You know, I saw some shit with like, I'm sorry, shit with like this boy Central. She was talking about. They asked him, "Are you like a?" I forgot what they asked him, but his answer was like, "Yeah, I guess I am a bit delusional, like, because that's how I got to the top. Sometimes people don't believe you, or a lot of people aren't gonna believe you, so you gotta be like, oh yeah, bro. Yeah." Mm-hmm. But he's like, to an extent, though, I'm not, you know,
right?
I know I'm not gonna be the best, but in a way, I do gotta have that kind of mindset of like, yeah, I deserve this. I'm gonna be at the top. This is what I'm gonna do, type shit. And so I respect you for that.
Nobody's
gonna
believe in you when you first start. So
yeah, hell yeah. Nobody but you, bro. Nobody but you. At the end of the day, it's nobody but you, bro.
100%. Retweet.
All right, we're back from those commercial breaks. So get right in it. I got three questions I'm gonna ask you.
All
right. One I kind of already told you to think about before during the break.
Uh huh.
But what's three of the most attractive women you've ever seen?
Lotto. Y'all know she is the rapper Lotto. Yeah. She, and I know that kind of goes back against my statement earlier about not being attracted to black women.
Black what?
Women.
Oh, okay.
She's light skinned, and I don't know, bro. She's just.
Hey, sir.
I fuck with her, and then there's no order either.
Yeah.
And then the second one I would say is Sydney Sweeney. Y'all know who that is?
Okay, yes, I know who that is.
Yeah. Exactly. Bro, she's so. Okay, I just started watching Euphoria. That's why. Yeah. She's so
bad. Do you know who Alexandra Daddario is? That's the Percy Jackson.
No,
I didn't.
She's
know
the girl in the Percy Jackson and two.
Could we get someone to look that up, please? Sorry, dude.
And then the third one though is Madeline Klein. Have to go with that. Okay. The girl that we Lotto, Sydney Sweeney, and Madeline Klein.
All right, cool. All right, next question. What is one of the craziest dates you've ever been on?
Craziest.
Date you've ever been on?
I don't really treat bitches like that, so I don't be taking them out on dates. I ain't gonna lie, craziest date, we book a hotel, you know, fuck on the balcony.
Yeah, why don't you do dates with girls?
I don't feel like they deserve it. You got to prove to me that you deserve my money and take, like, if I'm going to take you out on, like, I don't even care if it's your birthday. Like, I'm not taking you out on no expensive ass date if you ain't deserve it. If you've been acting up and you really not that girl of a girl, like, good of a girlfriend, you ain't getting my money.
What's your definition of, like, a good girlfriend? If you could just,
you got to support my music. Right. And genuinely, too. It can't just be no, you know, because I'm telling you to.
Right.
And then just, like, I don't know, like, just, we just like doing stuff together. I don't know, if you argue with me all the time, I can't do that. I don't got anger issues, but, like, one of these times, these bitches gonna piss me off, and I'm gonna end up, you know.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
So, I gotta just let them go, bro.
I understand that. Like, that toxic shit.
Yeah. Some females really. I'm not even gonna fucking act like I'm not. I'm toxic.
Yeah.
But I don't like. I want you to see my toxic and put me in check and tell me chill the fuck out. That's what I like.
Hey, you know your girls are really big into, what's that shit called? Astrology? Astronomy? You know
astrology. Not a single astrology bitch I've liked, bro. They're fucking crazy.
What's yours? You know
my sign?
Yeah, what's a Libra. Your sign?
Detective.
It's Libra. Yeah. What are they known for?
Like loyalty and like hard work and shit, and like, which is crazy. Like, here's the thing, bro. When I read on this stuff, like, it's all true. Like, my shit is true. Like, it's definitely true. But the people who live their life by it, I don't know. I wouldn't say that, but like, females that live their life by it, crazy.
Right.
Oh, ew! You're a Libra. Oh, we can't talk.
What's your favorite sign? Like, it seems like, know, you know. Yeah. It seems like you know something about it, though.
Isn't for sure. Because I'm like,
What is it? What's your compatible sign?
It's not a Virgo, I know that. Like, there was one girl who was a Virgo, and it was not.
It wasn't it.
Nah, it wasn't.
Why was it not it?
Like, literally off the scale that it said we weren't it. But
why'd you fall out with that Virgo?
Well, the chemistry just really wasn't there.
Yeah,
and I was bored. It was entertainment.
All right.
At that point too.
We'll share the questions.
My next question.
Yes.
What's the craziest conspiracy you believe in?
Bro, there's not just one. There's not a crazy. It's like life in itself.
You believe aliens? You believe in aliens?
Here's my take on that. I would say that. I would say, like, when people say that we're the only people in this universe, like, bro, what people don't understand, and it scares some people, like, bro, there's no fucking end to the universe. Like, it's just black. Like, it's just black space.
That,
like,
is crazy.
Like, bro, we're in a Milky Way, you know, in the galaxy. Yeah. There's trillions of others. Like, there's numbers we can't even fucking think about.
That's crazy.
Like, if you
bro.
Think that we're the only fucking people ever, yeah, no, I think you're tripping.
Yeah.
like that's my conspiracy. Like, we're not alone. Yeah. Like, we may never, like, bro, trillions of years down the line, we might come into contact eventually. Yeah. But, like, bro.
Hopefully they listen to your music, huh? That'd be crazy. What are they like? Hey, what are they? Stas, go!
In whatever language they speak, yeah, bro.
That'd be crazy.
Right? Nah, that would be fucking, yeah, that'd be wild. But nah, yeah, it's like, I don't know. But yeah, that's my thing. It's life in itself is the biggest conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Life in itself, bro.
You think life's a simulation?
Nah, I think you can manifest everything you want, though.
Hey,
I
think life's a simulation. Boy.
I just think sometimes everything goes too smoothly. Like, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just more like, I don't think it's a simulation, but I think here's my thing is what I tell people. Everything is energy, right? All the stars, everything is electrons. Your brain's electrons. Everything is energy. So, like, literally everything is made out of energy and atoms. So when you, whatever you attract, that's what you're gonna get. Like, not even, like, not manif- like, just literally off energy.
Yeah. It's so, like, what you put out is what you're gonna get.
Yeah, so what Kevin Gates said that we're made out of protons and neutrons.
We're atoms, bro.
No, yeah, we definitely are.
Hold on. He said that by that power, he was able to turn on his girl's battery. You think you could hit that hoe?
I ain't turning on no car battery. I'm not, hell no. That nigga tweaking. I ain't gonna lie. But nah.
Well, so now you're saying you don't believe in the protons and neutrons?
But it's different. It's totally different. That nigga's tweaking. That's just off straight tweak energy, bro. Like,
yeah, that boy said, if that shit wasn't true, murder my kids today.
Bro, he put that on his.
I was like, what?
That's
yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, crazy.
God murder my children right now.
Yeah,
right
Gates,
now.
Gates be tweaking. I ain't gonna lie. I don't,
but back where you were saying.
Yeah, I mean, everything is made off of electrons and energy, right, bro. Like stars, like so. I don't know. To me, like, we're just dust. We're star. Like, bro, we're so fucking.
We're the smallest thing on earth.
You know what I'm saying, bro? So, like.
Keep stepping.
Wayne knifing.
So, yeah, like.
I'm sorry.
Like, I feel like when we die, like, I don't know if y'all believe in God at all. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not religious at all. I believe in a higher power. I believe in energy. I believe in some sort of that. And so, for me, it's like, when we die, we're in our physical embodiment, but our brains and our electrons just get sent somewhere else. Now, if we come back millions of years later when our energy is restored, so be it. But I feel like we're just, I don't know. That's my take.
Man.
Yeah. You're talking about like one of those
intellectual motherfuckers. Obviously, like I said, this is the first time meeting you, so I didn't know what to expect.
Hey, I feel like, honestly, I feel like you'd be really into astrology.
No, bro. I'm not. Like, I don't live by none of that.
I think you are just a big...
I'm just very... Like, bro, when it comes to recognizing and just, like, being whole and, like, there, yeah, like, that's
present.
What I am.
Yeah, you're present right now. You don't... Yeah,
because
yeah.
You literally, bro, like, I don't know. Here's an example. Yeah. I was broke as fuck right before I went to L.A., $25 in my bank account, and I bet my last $25 on the Super Bowl on sports gambling, bro. Hit for $225. Went to L.A. I hit for, like, $400 while I was in L.A., and, like, I don't know, like, I literally sat there, and I was just, like, literally just thinking, like, oh, let me, like, I don't know, bro. It's weird, like, but if you're there mentally, like, I don't know, you literally can just, whatever you fucking want.
Bro. Right.
Yeah. It, no matter how long it takes, you're going to get it eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this music shit. I was praying, bro, I just needed somebody to believe in me, like, just, like, fuck the money and just believe in me.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager comes, TJ comes along with the videos, my business manager comes along and is helping me get a distro deal, like, all that other, like, it's just, it comes eventually.
Yeah, I guess so, you know, elaborating more on that. You know, Stacks Go, what plans do you have for the future? What are the next things you're trying to accomplish and achieve?
Next things, definitely, Well, obviously getting a distro deal for this single that I'm working on right now. I just have to go get it mixed, but I'll play y'all, like, before I leave, I'll play y'all the song that it is.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I got to go get that mixed and then hope send that into labels and hopefully get a distro deal for that. And then on top of that, just like by the end of this year, I just want my whole team to eat. Yeah, just basically just like wanting to get everything together. Yeah. Like just finally
climb to the top.
Yeah.
Climb to the top.
Yeah. Like I said, bro, like it seems like you're really driven and you have a plan, and that it's actually something I want to talk about. I saw your recent post on IG. You did the Nardwar shit, right? You're like, who are you?
Yeah.
I'm Stags. Yeah, like, bro. So I like that you did that because it's marketing. Yeah. It's trying to get your name out there. So what was the idea behind that? What made you want to do that?
I had just seen a Tusi edit. And I was like, bro, see, this is why I can't wait to start doing shows and all this stuff, because I want to just put an edit together. Remember, you know, have you seen Lil Yachty's video where he was coming out dancing on the, like, Rolling Loud? I think everybody's going fucking crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that shit gives me chill. Like, I can't wait to do that. And so it's like, for me, it was like, I'm going to work with what I got now. Like, I don't have a bunch of clips. Like, if I had a videographer that could just follow me around all fucking day and just get clips together.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Like, I don't know. I just want to have content for people. And, like, so, like, literally what I was thinking about was, like, let me just make a quick edit. And, like, me. So, I was like, I put that together. And I literally recorded on my phone.
That's fire, like, bro.
Yeah, and then I just put everything together in Premiere. And, yeah.
Oh, you got Premiere?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You, so you be editing your
Jack of all trades.
Oh, no. Wow.
Photography. I'm gonna bring that up while we talk about it. But yeah, photography was like my main thing. I mean,
really?
I used to do YouTube all the time. Used to do vlogging and stuff like that.
You say you used to stream?
Stream, bro. Used to love streaming.
What'd you, what'd you stream?
GTA RP.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. And then Fortnite when it was, you know,
When it was popping and shit. Yeah.
But like now I just be doing covers like for like albums and shit like that. Like I did a Quinn one. I do motion cover art, stuff like that. So
I've been seeing that. Yeah.
Like, here's my photography page. Like for my, I used to do car photography.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So like when it comes to all that stuff, graphic design, that used to be what I wanted to do before I started rapping.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's been, yeah.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. Okay. That's interesting.
Bro, like that's what I'm saying. Like people, until you meet me, bro, you'll never understand. Like I don't really show myself for real.
Yeah. So, but that's by choice, obviously, right?
That like I don't show myself.
Yeah, that you don't.
Like I don't really like. You know, I don't really like. I do want people to know me, but like at the same time, I don't. But like going off of that, kind of switching subject. That's where. When my music was not doing as good as it is now, like even just like I'm not fucking getting crazy streams, but like just a little, like I have a solid fan base now, like a little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what type of music I wanted to make, and I wasn't pushing out shit that was believable. And then I just started being myself, and that's when I seen it start coming in. You know what I'm saying? So like, when it comes to social media, I'm not very social on it, but like when I do post, I tend to you know just
yeah let's say you do a good job of it. You know, you're going live on IG. Yeah. And you're posting, and
yeah,
that's good, because like I feel like that's always been something for me too, like
yeah,
personally, like for my personal social medias and shit, like I don't, at first I was like, you know, Twitter was Twitter, you know,
right.
Like if you know, you know, if you followed me in like high school, you know. But like after that, like once I like came college and shit, like I wasn't really tweeting and shit, and like I was kind of keeping to myself, and then wanting to build a brand and trying to like show people this is what we do, like you kind of, that's why I asked that question to a lot of people, because it's like I feel like I kind of go through it with myself and trying to like build my personal brand up, of course, and then building like a business brand up at the same time. It's something that like I've been thinking about. It's like, how much am I willing to put my personal stuff out there on the internet, and what I'm wanting to keep to myself? That I feel like that's why I always ask that question, because like it's something that I deal with a lot. Like I don't know if I should really let all like the fucking internet know what's going on in my life. Right. And because obviously I don't tell everybody everything, you know what I mean? Like if I'm close to you, I'll tell you pretty much everything. But like anything prior to that, I'm like to myself, like how it sounds like you are, you know what I mean? Like,
Cause like, especially, I don't know, people like to use shit against you. So like, I don't be telling people a lot of stuff, deep stuff, unless I really trust you, because you know, like some shit, like bro, blow up next week, motherfuckers gonna start bringing up text messages or, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, just people just don't have good intentions, or their intentions are to just fuck you over down the road. So it's like, that's why I'm very weary on
who, you pick and choose who like you talk to.
And I might
to.
Be a dick, and then I mean, but like at the same time, I just have to be like, I just gotta be smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the same way, and I feel like I go about that the same way too, but like, oh, I had told my mom that. And she was like, no, you're not a dick. Like, you just know what you want in life. And
my mom calls me a dick.
Really?
She said, she's like, yeah, you changed so much. I was like, I mean, I'm not your little kid no more. Like,
oh, bro, fucking, that's a whole other comment. Like, parents and shit. Like, I had asked them, like, I guess I'll ask you as well. Like, what are the things that you're going to do as a parent that your parents didn't do for you as a child?
Probably transparency. Not like my dad was more of a, you gonna learn as you go, like you gonna fuck up and you gonna be down bad, but you gonna learn. Like, but my mom was more of a ground, like she'll ground me up. Bro, I was grounded all the fucking time. I was never able to hang out with friends, and so like for me, I'm not gonna do that, because that's just gonna create a love-hate relationship with your child, and it's like they gonna want to rebel against you. Like for me, bro, if my kid wants to smoke, bro, if my kid came to me freshman year, 14 years old, like, hey, I want to start smoking or like whatever, I'd be like, listen, you can at home, but and like be smart with it.
Yeah.
Like, let me know though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want them to go behind my back, start doing other drugs, trying to be sneaky about it, going out, get in trouble with the police and law. Like, I'm not trying to do all that.
Yeah.
You want to drink? 15, like I might, you know, a little bit. It's like if you're doing good in school, because I barely graduated high school.
Word.
I ended up, there's this place called it's like Masters something, and like it's this, you literally go pay $300, you take a test, you get your high school diploma. Because I had like 12 credits as a senior, bro. I fuck school. Like, go to
you
school.
Just like skipping and shit, or?
Yeah, bro. And like, because I would always just be making music, writing music in the back of class, because that shit was so useless for what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to make music, so that shit never applied to me. And like, I'm a smart kid. It's just like,
yeah, I mean, never, you gotta get a head on your shoulder.
I never did none of that shit. And like, so for me, it's like, all right, like, I want my children to at least do good in high school, because if you want to go to college, you can. But like, I understand if they don't. But like, here's the thing too. Like, I want to have a business already set up for them anyway. So. Mm. You know, but like, yeah, if they're doing good in school and they're taking care of what they got to get taken care of, then feel free, smoke, whatever you want to do. I'm not going to be like my parents where they're like, no. It makes you want to rebel, be sneaky. I ain't going to do all that. So, yeah, that's
probably transparency.
Yeah.
I feel like that's.
I want to buy my kid their first car at 16, because my parents were never able to. Just have a good relationship. Don't say no all the time and listen to them. Like, I had so many like dreams and ideas that got shot down because like they just don't understand shit now, bro. Like,
to this day,
my dad was way is more supporting than my mom with this music stuff, but because my mom just doesn't understand, and she's so worried about me, she wants me to like go get a job and work this, and I'm like, I ain't gonna do that. If I gotta struggle till I'm 30 years old and I make it, I struggle till I'm 30 and I make it. Like, I just can't give up. So you know, it is what it is. I just want to have that good relationship. Yeah.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
Anything else, boys? Got any other questions?
I'm great. This was solid, bro.
Solid for sure.
Hell yeah. Hey,
thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me.
You're really like, you know, structured and put together like for doing this.
Bro, I know I'd be bouncing around. That's my 80. Yeah. Yeah. Damn. First time, never been on a podcast before.
Hey, shout out.
Hey,
shout
out. Well, that, first, yeah, thanks for letting us pop your chair. Thanks for coming on, bro, for real. Like, we really appreciate it. You know, if you ever need anything, hit us up. You know, I want PCT to be a platform for everybody, not even just for like me or my boys. I want it to be for, you know, people that I fuck with personally, or who anybody that's a part of this fucks with, so that we could put each other on and we could help each other out. Like, I want it to be a community. You know what I mean? Sure. Like, I feel like that's what you were saying that Flint didn't have, is a community base. And you know, Austin has a little bit, but like you said, at the end of the day, I feel like it's just like something as like dudes, you know, like regardless of who we are or what we have, like, it's kind of hard for someone to fuck with someone else before they're super popping, because it's like, oh, they're like dick riding and shit, you know what I mean? Like, they kind of like are too prideful and stuff like that. But I want this to be a platform for everybody. So
speaking of, just one more thing before we end.
Talk to
I him. Literally, he was one of my good friends, talked every day. I literally blocked him and cut him off just because he's always like, ever since when I got back from LA, I was like, yeah, I can't be around none of that negative energy no more. And like, that's all he be on. And like, he don't really support for us. So I blocked him. I cut him off. Like one of my good friends too.
Really?
Like just a couple days ago. Yeah. Cause damn. I mean, you got to keep moving forward. You can't have that.
Yeah.
So you can't be around all that.
Yeah.
Shit that
you got to have, you got to have the people around you that you're trying to like bring be up. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Or like bring up and shit. You know what I mean? Like, so, but no, yeah. So like I said, bro, appreciate you coming on. It was appreciate a great pod. Definitely gonna be in touch.
Yeah, like I'll said, be back soon. Like yeah. Before summertime when I drop my album, I want to come back.
Yeah, bro. Like I said, you can pull up anytime. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'll fuck with you. You know, you're a good dude. You got a good head on your shoulder. You make great music, and like I said, I want to be able to help my homies and help whoever you know, like get their name out there and show that like there's talented motherfuckers in the city. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
yeah,
that,
put Austin on the map, bro.
Yeah,
that's
you know what I mean? And
yeah. And like, yeah, I definitely, when people ask me where I'm from, where I came out of, I'm not even, I don't rep Flint, bro.
Rare.
Yeah.
You say Austin?
The love that I got from there was zero.
Good. Yeah.
So, but Austin just showed me so much love. So yeah, it's awesome.
Where'd you grow up in Austin? What's your zip code?
Leander, 78641.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't like Austin. Austin.
Yeah. He,
still though, so, like,
yeah, he's from you, Austin. Austin. Yeah.
So speaking of your music, do you have anything dropping like anything soon for like the listeners to look out for?
I just dropped Melrose Friday on what's the date? What's Friday's date?
Is that it's March for sure.
It's March 3rd. I have a video dropping on YouTube called Business Talk, shot in LA. We have that dropping. We have another video called Couple Mo dropping probably sometime in April.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I got a couple drops. Yeah, coming soon. An album in the summertime.
Yeah. Okay. I guess do you have any questions for us or
nah, I think yeah. I just appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. Thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Leave a 5-star on all streaming platforms. We really appreciate everybody. Big things coming soon. Dallas vlog dropping soon. If you know, you know. We did a lot of podcasts with the Opinionated Boys. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? That's family. And stay tuned for the Fast Lanes. The Last of Us playthroughs, shorts dropping more consistently, and we'll see y'all next time.
Boo,
see
boo,
ya.
Boo.
Peace.
Love you, sir.
Love you.
Deuces.
Love you, peoples.
Boop, 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 boop.
Bye. Bye.
Let's go.